The I and I by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. A word in advance. In the gloom, it came along the branches towards me, its round hypnotic eyes blazing, its spoon-like ears turning to and fro independently like radar dishes, its white whiskers twitching and moving like sensors. Its black hands with their thin, attenuated fingers, the third seeming prodigiously elongated, tapping delicately on the branches as it moved along, like those of a pianist playing a complicated piece by Chopin. It looked like a Walt Disney witch's black cat, with a touch of E.T. thrown in for good measure. If ever a flying saucer came from Mars, you felt this is what would emerge from it. It was Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky come to life, whiffling through its tulgy wood. It lowered itself onto my shoulder, gazed into my face with its huge hypnotic eyes, and ran slender fingers through my beard and hair as gently as any barber. In its underslung jaw, I could see giant chisel-like teeth, teeth which grow constantly, and I sat quite still. It uttered a small snorting noise, like oomph, and descended to my lap. Here it inspected my walking stick. Its black fingers played along its length as if the stick were a flute. Then it leant forward, and with alarming accuracy, almost bisected my stick with two bites from its enormous teeth. To its obvious chagrin, it found no beetle larva there, so it returned to my shoulder. Again it combed my beard and hair, gentle as a baby breeze. Then, to my alarm, it discovered my ear. Here, it seemed to say to itself, must lurk a beetle larva of royal proportions and of the utmost succulence.